Tech Talk Tuesday with Tennis Jansen van Rensburg of Bandwidth Blog Net here op Smile 90.4 FM, and a special one today because we got some insights for you around Samsung's brand new devices for 2023. The brand new devices will be unpacked tomorrow officially, but Tennis is in studio with us. Tennis, how's it?
I'm good, how are you?
Lucky to have you. I'm well, thank you, and very excited because we all always look forward to Samsung's unpacking event of the new devices. So here we are, and we get a bit of a scoop from you as to what we can expect.
Yeah, as always, you know, with these devices, especially the bigger ones, you know, every year we look at the iPhone launch and the new Samsung launch as major flagship launches. We get a lot of the information in drips and drabs throughout the previous couple of weeks and months, and essentially now we know everything we need to know, even how it's going to look. So we can basically run through all of the details, and tomorrow, February 1st, when that event happens, you know, you're not going to learn much from watching it live.
Look, for those quickly just out there, before we start talking about the phone, if people want to catch the event, where do they go, what they're going to do? Because I know Samsung, they always run kind of a live thing on their socials and Facebook 100%. And those kind of things, right?
You can go to YouTube, go to Samsung South Africa, and there will be a live stream of the event.
Right. Tell us, what can we expect?
Great. So looks-wise, not very different to the S22 range. So they will still have the S23, S23 Plus, and then the S23 Ultra. Hmm. So the same range. The S23 family will still look the same, and the S23 Ultra, again, will look a bit different, like the notes of the last couple of years. So looks-wise, not a lot to write home about, but we've got some interesting updates coming to, especially the Ultra model. In the last couple of years, the main cameras on all these phones had 108 megapixel sensors, quite large sensors as well. Obviously, the megapixel count's not the most important, but when you do have more megapixels, you can do pixel binning, which is what a lot of these flagship phones are doing these days. And to that end, Samsung is actually going to increase the pixel count on the Ultra from 108 megapixels to 200 megapixels on their main camera. And they're increasing the size of the sensor. So this could potentially be a contender for the camera phone of the year.
My goodness, Yana, that's no small jump for content creators out there. I mean, this is good news.
100% for content creators, and what we hope is that it'll help their video performance, because they've been lagging behind in video compared to Apple. And obviously, again, not just megapixels that matter, but the software enhancements with those pixel binning, and then with a larger sensor as well, better low lights, better stability. We're hoping it's going to be right up there this year.
Fantastic. All right. Anything other than the camera? You said pretty much the same kind of things, but it seems that the main focus is on the camera.
Correct. But also, especially important for us in South Africa, is for the first time, Samsung will launch their new flagships with only one chipset, the newest generation Snapdragon flagship chipset. What they've done in the past is they've split their devices. So the US and the EU got the new Snapdragons, and in Korea, where they launched first, and then most of the other world, as well as here in South Africa, they have their own in-house chip, their Exynos chipset. This time they've said, no, everything is going with Snapdragon, which is great for us in South Africa because they are way better performing, quicker. They don't use as much battery, generally a lot better than the chipsets that we got from Samsung. So this is going to be a major step up for us in South Africa and the rest of the world that's never seen the Snapdragon flagship in their phones.
Now, here's a big question. I've always been a big fan of Samsung devices. I've always only, I think, used Samsung devices, but from a price point of view, now let's talk a bit here, Tennis. What can people expect here? Because it's definitely not something that you'll buy on budget.
Look, if you've got enough cash to buy it outright, I'm happy for you, but it's going to be tough. As we saw last year when the new iPhones came out, the price jump was massive. So that was because of supply chain shortages, inflation obviously at decades highs. We don't expect to see that same big jump on the Samsung devices, but they will definitely be, I would say, expect a couple of thousand rand jump for each equivalent model compared to last year, whereas Apple's jumped, you know, $5,000 to $6,000. So there's going to be a jump, but hopefully it should still be kind of in line with your contract price. It should pretty much be the same. So hopefully it'll be as affordable if you're upgrading from a, let's say, a two-year-old phone.
Fantastic. Tennis, thank you very much, man. Really, really excited to see what goes on. And it's also, I know that they always put a massive event together for the unveiling. There's so much happening, so it is quite exciting. So if you guys out there want to catch it, as Tennis said, YouTube and the Samsung socials. Tennis, thank you very, very much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM.